Hello there to all. I would do this with Boss Jock, but I'm way too lazy to get up and running, and I don't have my headphones on, so I wish that there were an app that would let me mix on the fly so I could do stuff like that without the use of headphones. You know, load an app, load a voice thingy in, have the music duck under, and then have it come up, and then me fade out the, you know, like I do when I'm on the computer or Boss Jock. But that's not the subject of this boo. The subject of this boo is a thought that I had since yesterday. I broke speech on my computer, and I'm not sure. Actually, I do know how. I just misrouted some stuff. I went to go, well, actually, what happened was I routed it correctly, and then I went to go install an extra on the Audio Hijack, Instant On, I think it was. And I totally lost speech, lost sound, lost everything, tried to get it back, you know, ended up restarting the computer. Well, somehow my app store had launched, except I did not know that, because I had no speech. It was routed incorrectly. Now, so I had my brother help me, and he was like, oh, what's this? And I heard him, you know, clicking something. Well, he told me later my icons resumed funny. I don't know what that means. Well, I mean, I know what it means, I just don't know what he's referring to. Anyway. So he said, oh, what's this? So then I walked him through, you know, whatever, and I closed everything down, and I got the prompt to enter my password into the app store to download stuff. I thought, oh, that must be in my purchases tab. Let me just enter my password in there. Whoops. For those of you who are on Twitter, you guys will have known what happened, because I was panicking for about 30 minutes. I had bought Pixelmator by mistake. It was $29. Ouch. You know? Insert gasp, insert a scream, insert whatever you want there. But I was panicking, but I was trying my hardest to remain calm because I'm going to be doing something in a few short, you know, in about a week, and I need all the money that I can get right now. Hey, if some of you need some tutorials, anyway, you know, just a shameless plug, but anyway, let me continue with the story. So I contacted, you know, Apple. I said, oh, we'll get to you in about 24 hours. I'm like, yikes, I need this money, like, now, you know, because I don't want to go in the negative, and I knew that I had probably more than enough, but I don't believe in just spending frivolously. I don't believe in doing it. I'm very frugal. So, I finally was like, okay, you know what? Someone who shall remain nameless was like, okay, you know, try contacting 1-800 my Apple. Okay, it's worth a shot. I said, App Store. For App Store support, please go to, and they gave a website. Do you want me to text you the link? No. Are you done here? No. And so I heard a bang. I wanted to make sure everything was okay. So I finally tried again. I said, I need, what was it? They said, and the creepy thing is, I got, hi, Sarah. How may I help you today? Oh. That Apple automation thing creeps me out. For those of you who have not called it and you own a MacBook, you know, whatever. And they said, are you calling about that? I'm like, yeah. Are you calling about your MacBook? Yeah. MacBook Air? Yeah, okay. I went through the prompts. I said, App Store. Well, a specialist came on the line. And they said, oh, you know, it thought when you said App Store that you needed help with, you know, one of our apps. I'm like, no. And I told them, you know, what happened. Because there is no phone support for the App Store. You know, to get help in case, because the app that I had bought was not eligible for a refund, which was kind of strange, because I just bought it by accident, and I did not mean to purchase, you know, and I wrote there, and I explained to him, like, exactly what happened. He's like, well, we have a support group for that, let me go talk to him, and I'll get you on the phone with another advisor. So I'm on hold for about maybe 3 minutes, and he comes back, he's like, I have some good news. You know, your app's been refunded. And even the guy was like, that's odd. Because he took a look at the app. you know, at the error, I guess, that I'd gotten. I guess there was a record of me trying to do this. And, yeah, he was like, that's odd. I don't really know what happened, but that's odd. So they just refunded it, and I got my money today. It is sitting in my PayPal account. I'm thinking of actually moving it over to my bank account because I don't really need my PayPal account at the moment. I only use that for, you know, I only use that to take purchases when someone gets, when someone buys my stuff. So, no new customers as of now, but I suck at promotions, so there you go. Hey, I'm being honest. So, anyway, have fun, you guys. Just thought I would tell you my iTunes story and end with this. I think to prevent this, even after you enter your password, if it's above a certain price, which you can set, let's just say you can set it, like, in theory, you can set it in your App Store preferences, whether it be iOS, Mac, whatever, because accidents can happen with, like, with the Easy Touch, I think that's what they call it, with the new technology that's out there. Ouch, my wrist. Have a dialogue. Let's say, you know, you're very, you know, you're very, very frugal with your money, or you don't have much, or whatever, or you just want, you know, an extra safety net. Let's just say, if an app is over the price of whatever you set, whether it be $1, $5, whatever, 99 cents, have a dialogue after you enter your password that says, are you sure you want to download X, Y, and Z for $29.99? No. You know, in my case, I would have said no. The purchase would not have gone through. And I wouldn't be in this situation. Now, thanks to the folks at Apple, you know, they helped me. But I really wish that there was a way to set that up. Because what if I had overdrafted my bank? Or whatever, you know, my funding source. What if I had done that? What if, you know, someone knew my password and they had done this and, you know, I didn't know it until days later? Okay, the dialogue won't stop that. But the dialogue will be a safety net. You know, it'll protect me from me should I mess up. So I know that this has been like a ramble or whatever, but any thoughts on that? You know, any thoughts to prevent a mess up like this? And no, it's not my brother's fault. You know, he must have accidentally opened the... Oh, and another safety net. If the dialogue can't happen, it would be nice if instead of the featured page, and this would be true with iOS too, instead of the featured page, have the app store land on your purchases page, because that way you can't buy an app you already purchased. You can just download it. Ah, well, I'll remove it. You know, oops. I didn't mean to download. I didn't mean to re-download iMovie. I'll just remove it. Oops. You know, stuff like that. It's a safer net, safety net, to protect me from me. In case accidents like that happen. I mean, I was tired. I was panicking, you know, but Apple really, really, really came through on that one. So, another thing, like maybe to make it easier, if you accidentally bought an app and you remove it, let's say from your Mac or your iOS device, and you can prove, well, and the App Store keeps a record of that, you know, maybe there could be a button, like when you launch the App Store afterwards, saying you remove the app, you know, and this after maybe, let's just say, this happens maybe, let's say, until maybe, what is it, a month? Until after you're not eligible for a refund after, is it a month or something like that? 90 days, something like that? You know, a dialogue could appear on the App Store when you next launch it. Hey, you removed Pixelmator. Would you like a refund? Yes. You know, it would be that easy. Or let's just say, hey, you removed Menu Tap. Would you like a refund? In my case, no. You know, this for like 3 months. You know, no, I don't. I want to keep the app. And the dialogue, you know, could only appear once. you know, no, I don't. I want to keep this app. Or yes, I don't want to keep this app anymore. I accidentally bought it. That would be a lot easier. Android, I think, has that. So come on, Apple. Maybe, please. Anyway, guys, have fun. Take care. Be blessed. I will talk to you all later. It's July 7, 2014. 7-7-14. Hey, 7 plus 7 is 14. Hey, 14 and 14. Okay, never mind. It didn't work out the way I thought it would. Anyway, I will talk to you guys later. And hope that all of you are having a wonderful day. It is now 1:27. And on July 7, 2014, I will talk to you guys later. Bye.